Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Saturday, March 9th. Happy Saturday. I hope you are enjoying a wonderful day wherever you are. My family's come to town this weekend. Praise the Lord. Super excited about that. I'm also excited about reading God's Word to you because this is where we find out who God is. And most clearly, we see it in our Lord Jesus. And today in Luke's Gospel, in chapter 19, verses 1 through 10, we'll read about Jesus going to Zacchaeus' home. Now, Zacchaeus was a tax collector. And you may know that the tax collectors were not really popular among the Israelites because they worked for the Roman government and perhaps they took extra wages for themselves. They kind of cheated their own people, so to speak. So Jesus going to Zacchaeus' home is quite a shock to the other Israelites. And then we're going to turn over to the Psalms and read the first part of Psalm 139, which is a beloved psalm among many of us. And this is just a really good reminder that God hears our prayers and that He is at work at all times in our midst. But first, Luke's Gospel, starting in verse 1 of chapter 19, Jesus and Zacchaeus. He entered Jericho and was passing through, and behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was rich, and he was seeking to see who Jesus was, but on account of the crowd, he could not, because he was small in stature. So he ran on ahead and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was about to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today." So he hurried and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all grumbled, "He has gone in to be the guest of a man who is a sinner." And Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, "Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I restore it fourfold." And Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, since he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost." I'm challenged by what the Life Application Study Bible says here about this passage. It says, despite the fact that Zacchaeus was both a cheater and a turncoat, Jesus loved him. And in response, the little tax collector was converted. In every society, certain groups of people are considered untouchable because of their political views, their immoral behavior, or their lifestyle. We should not give in to the social pressure to avoid these people. Jesus loves them, and they need to hear the good news. The theme of Psalm 139 is that God is all-seeing, He knows all, He is all-powerful, and He is present everywhere. This is an encouragement because God knows us, and He is with us, and the greatest gift that we have is that He allows us to know Him. The author of this psalm is David, and this is a psalm for the choir director. I'll read verses 1 through 12 today, and then we'll finish up tomorrow. "Search me, O God, and know my heart. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from afar. You search out my path and my lying down, and are acquainted with all my ways. Even before a word is on my tongue, behold, O Lord, you know it altogether. You hem me in behind and before, and lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain it. Where shall I go from your spirit? Or where shall I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me. If I say, 'Surely the darkness shall cover me, and the light about me be night,' Even the darkness is not dark to you. The night is bright as day, for darkness is as light to you. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word today. This is a reminder in the Psalms that we can't go anywhere where God's presence is not. And that should be a comfort to us as believers who know and love God, that no matter where we are, no matter where we go, we are not far from God's comforting presence. And it reminds me of Romans 8, where it talks about that I'm convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor heights, nor depth, nor any other created thing will be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. God has given us His Spirit, the Spirit of Jesus Christ our Lord. And we just want to thank you, Lord, today for that, for your Holy Spirit being near us and comforting us and guiding us and correcting us. And even in the midst of our sin, Lord, you are embracing us and wooing us to yourself, reminding us that you have called us out of darkness and into light. We love you, Lord, and we pray all this in Christ's name. Amen.